The Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers battle it out tomorrow in Pro Football's annual Thanksgiving Day Classic in Detroit. But it's the halftime band Nickelback that's getting piled on. Someday, one of 18 hit singles by the multi-platinum Canadian rockers Nickelback, out with their seventh album. It's called Here and Now. How cool is that? Not very, according to Nickelback's many critics. The only thing to save is the banner that you wave to be wrapped around your grave. You got to fall. Who you think you are? It turns out that more than 50,000 people have signed a petition decrying the choice of the band for the halftime show. Haven't the good people of Detroit been through enough, one signer writes. The petition was started by 22-year-old Dennis Gutman because, as he told a radio station in New York,
I can't put my finger on exactly what it is. It's sort of a combination, like, nasally voice. Their songs they play on the radio, they sound a lot alike. Very similar sound, very vanilla.
Nickelback is taking the criticism in stride. Yesterday they posted a video on the website Funny or Die, in which they sit at a table with concerned record executives.
Okay, so we gotta figure out right now why Detroit hates Nickelback. Can't be the hair, and your hair is killer. What'd you guys do? Start hotel fire? Call it Lansing one time? Start an STD outbreak? You know what I'm talking about.
Could it be because you're Canadian?
Oh, yes.
Maura Johnson is music critic for The Village Voice. She joins us from Argo Studios in New York. Maura, so this all started with this 22-year-old's petition. How big has it gotten?
It got big enough to get sort of noticed by the wires and get picked up far beyond Detroit. And I mean, usually when you have an online petition like this, it sort of gets some internet laughter and then it sort of dissipates. But this really picked up steam. And I think it's because there is this sort of perception of Nickelback in the popular culture as being a band that it's kind of okay to dislike.
Well, tell us more about that, because Nickelback is enormously popular.
Right.
Their last tour when they were in Detroit, it was standing room only. They've sold more than 45 million records. Let's listen to just another song to get us, in the context here. How You Remind Me. This is the single that propelled Nickelback to stardom in 2001. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. A war's waiting on a different story. Okay, so... All right, may not be everyone's taste, but it's also
right.
Hugely popular. So,
I think with rock music in particular, there is this sort of tendency for people to sort of rebel or get repulsed by the most popular bands in the genre. So Nickelback is not cool, right? Nickelback is sort of rock that's very super straightforward with big choruses, very arena rock, but yet they have this sort of lead singer who sounds a lot like Eddie Vedder after a sort of coughing fit, And it's sort of this amalgam of all of these classic rock tropes that are kind of in the dustbin of history for a lot of people. But at the same time, like you said, they're extremely popular. Their new album is actually slated to debut at number one on next week's album chart ahead of Rihanna, who is, the cutting-edge pop star of the moment,
I mean, that's huge. And by the way, can we say again, their new album is Here and Now,
Here and Now.
Again, we're not so sure we want to claim, given all this controversy. But, you mentioned that they sound like other bands, and some of their critics say they also sound like themselves.
Right.
As someone calling themselves Apoctanks, I think, posted a YouTube video that's a mix of two Nickelback singles, How You Remind Me and Someday, which we heard. So let's listen closely. And, they do almost sync up. Let's listen.
It sounds like a round. But, the thing about pop music is that a lot of it is sort of three chords and a lot of emotion, right? So Nickelback just take that formula to, I guess, the extreme and prove that it still really works. I mean, their songs still get played on the radio. And obviously, I think that there are going to be more people tuning in probably to see Nickelback than there are people who, you know, got salty about their inclusion in the halftime show and signed the petition. I think also there's a perception of what rock should be, and I think the sort of rebellious idea of rock and roll is really antithetical to a band that's as successful just exploiting its most common tropes, and that's what Nickelback does. The guy who started the petition, there was one news outlet that asked him, well, who would be your dream band to play instead? Because, you know, he was saying, oh, we should have a band from Detroit, you know, Detroit Pride. And you'd think that the pick for an artist from Detroit to play the halftime show, who are the hugest sort of pop artists right now from Detroit, are Eminem or Kid Rock. You know, both mm-hmm. of whom are also very, very commercial. But he went with the White Stripes. He was like, a White Stripes reunion. And that's fine. But, you know, the White Stripes are not like, a Seven Nation Army does get played in arenas sometimes. But it's not like they are on the level of popularity of those other bands.
Well, but then there's the other point that some petition signers make, which is it's Thanksgiving. It's an American holiday, and they are a Canadian band.
And that is a fine point. I mean, maybe it's a way to embrace all of North America. I don't know.
Well, as we said, Nickelback on their seventh album, as you said, it's going to debut at number one ahead of Rihanna. The title is Here and Now. Which we claim, unless you hate Nickelback, and then we had nothing to do with this. And here's one of the first singles. It's called Bottoms Up. So grab your best friend and make your way to the bottom or keep your distance. We're gonna light it on fire with bacon, black tooth, faded proof, straight gasoline. Slam as much as you can take it and the bottle beneath. Another round, fill her up, hammer down, grab a cup, bottoms up. So, Maura, here you are, music critic from The Village Voice. Just, you know, what do you think of the new CD Here and Now?
Well, it's what it is. I mean, it's not very good. It's not my cup of tea. It's very bombastic. It's very wrapping itself in sort of songs that are aimed toward a sort of vast amalgam of haters. And I say that word in quotes because I really don't like using that word usually. But, you know, there's a lot of inveighing against reality TV, and there's a lot of, you know, sort of fighting against people. And then Bottoms Up, obviously, is a song about drinking. It sounds like an arena rock record that's been put through the sort of 2011 meat grinder. And, you know, some of the songs are catchy. I mean, when I was listening to this album as sort of preparation for the great week of Nickelback that this has turned into, I get some of the riffs get stuck in my head. I mean, they do know how to write a catchy tune, and, you know, they've worked with Mutt Lange in the past, and he obviously is he produced a lot of the Def Leppard records. He worked with Shania Twain, and he's really great at crafting a good pop song, and clearly they learned some lessons from him in how to sort of make these indelible songs.
Yeah. Well, and the people who love them will be lining up for the CD. The people who don't will be saying, yeah, catchy, like the flu. Maura Johnston of The Village Voice taking a look at the new Nickelback CD ahead of their performance tomorrow at halftime at the Lions Green Bay Packers game in Detroit. Maura, thanks so much.
Thank you. Trying to